truth, exposure, and accountability. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. May 12, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Yesterday on the show, we warned you about the demonic and satanic forces within our social services system. Maybe a few decades ago, Child Protective Services was about keeping children from being physically abused. Maybe. Maybe in the past, the foster care system was a way of nurturing and protecting children rather than hurting them and grooming them and raping them and drugging them and killing them. Maybe. But whatever was going on in the past, it doesn't describe at all what's happening now. Today we have CPS workers who see their highest mission in life as abducting children away from families that won't vaccinate them or don't want them propagandized into believing that they should get a sex change and mutilate their bodies. But there are a lot of other tragedies that happen, even if it doesn't involve forced vaccines or child mutilations. Our next guest understands that very well. Asia DeWitt Nicholas was raised in the foster care system from age 1 to 18. She was constantly shifted around to homes that she did not want to be in. Eventually, she had to go to court to get out of the foster system. But once she did that, Asia says that she was repeatedly targeted by a vengeful CPS. They tried to take her son away from her. And when a judge shot that down and told CPS to mind its own business and beat it, they simply tried again and got a different judge. This judge ended up ruling the other way and had Asia's son taken away. When Asia had her second child, Liam, CPS again swooped in and had him taken away also. Asia's only way to escape CPS, the evil and demonic forces sent directly from hell, was to move to a whole new state where they couldn't reach her. Today she has a daughter who, thanks to CPS, has never known either of her siblings. CPS and the Department of Human Services told Asia that they were there to protect her and to help her. Instead, they have done everything that they can intentionally to ruin her life and have taken away two of her children, possibly forever. Asia DeWitt Nicholas joins us now. Asia, I'm so sorry about everything that you have been through. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
No problem.
CPS is exactly who I think they are, aren't they?
Yes, they are monsters. They destroyed my entire life. They took me from my parents when I was one. From what I was told, it was a domestic dispute between my mom and my dad. I'm not too sure how that went down because I was only one, but I know that the reports that they had was complete lies. I didn't see those reports until I got to be like 17. I didn't even see the reports. I was just talking to my dad because I started talking to my dad on my own around the age of 16 or 17, which they actually threatened to send me away for, speaking to my own father. And my father was nothing but supportive to me and the only support I actually had. I was going in and out of different foster homes and different placements and everything. And my dad always made sure that I had money and did anything that he could. I used to AWOL just to go see my dad. And my dad actually was a pretty cool person. He had made a business for me. And whenever we would leave, we would go on different business ventures and do like photo shoots or like anything pertaining to the business. But they looked at him like a bad person. They always told me he was a bad person and that I shouldn't be around him. So they tried to threaten to send me away because I decided to reach out to my dad because I wanted to know everybody's story. I didn't just want to know their story.
And now that you know everybody's story, why do you think it is that CPS was so desperate and the foster system and the government were so desperate to try to keep you from hearing your dad's story?
Because my dad wasn't lying. And actually, my dad became a Mason in the process. And I know a lot of the judges and and cops and CPS workers and all of them are Masons. And my dad became a Mason because he wanted to get me back. And he figured the way to get me back was be to become a Mason. But once he became a Mason, when I was around, I was interested and I was like, I want to, you know, I didn't really know much. And I was like, I want to be a Mason. He was like, no, don't do this. And he explained to me why he became one. And shortly after that, he ended up getting killed by the hospital. The hospital killed my dad. Albert Einstein Hospital in Philadelphia killed my dad. And I'm not saying all Masons are bad. I don't know them. I just know what I was told and I know what I witnessed.
Listen, and I know mean, that the gravity of what you're saying, your dad loved you so much that he was willing to go right into the lair and dwell with Satan himself in order to try to get you back. I mean, the gravity of that is just so humbling because we know a lot of what the Masons are responsible for doing. And we do know that there are a lot of connected people inside of our law enforcement and judicial system, which is why the country is in the condition that it's in now. I mean, that is an appalling, honorable love that your dad had. What did you find out when you were going through the foster system about what the CPS prerogative really is? What is it actually that these people are about? Is it about keeping you safe and nurturing you and making a better future for you? What are they about?
No, once I got grown and I started realizing things and looking into laws and stuff, it's about money. In 1996, it was a law signed into place to say that all CPS workers would get incentives for improving adoption rates, which means that they get paid to take your kids from you and sell them. They not only get paid, everybody gets paid. I got paid. I got paid from them. They used to give me money and they would call it an allowance. But my allowance was something crazy, like $500 a month. What do I need $500 a month at like what, 12, 13 years old? I'm getting $500 a month from them. And I'm thinking, oh, they're my friends. You know, they're giving me things. They're giving me gifts. They're giving me money. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking they're good people. And come to find out, they weren't. Even my attorney, my child attorney, she was still in it when I was older. Like, she was still an attorney when I got older. And when I had that problem with my kids, I went to her because I thought we were friends.
They were trying to groom you. That's what they were doing. They were grooming you.
And I told her I needed help. And she just looked at me in disgust. And she was not willing to help me. And I was like, dude, like, y'all really are evil people. Like, how can y'all do this to me? I never did anything wrong. My daughter, my first daughter got taken in 2015. That first judge, his name was Glennis Hill. He told them to give me my child back. He was the same judge on my case when I was a child. They got mad at him because he told them the right thing. He told them, hey, she's a single mom. Do you know how hard it is to be a single mom? The only thing I did was I left my child with somebody who I thought was my friend. I never committed a crime. I was not at the house when the incident occurred. And I told them that. I was told multiple different stories. I told them all the stories that I was told. And they still blamed me. I understand I'm her mom. And yes, I had bad judgment. But that I shouldn't be punished for that. That's not my fault. I didn't physically cause harm to my child. They even pressed charges on the person who actually did, the perpetrator. And they still went after me.
What was it that happened to your daughter?
My daughter,
when she was in the care of this other person, what happened to her?
She had burns on her face. So when I asked about it, they told me that she had carpet burn. And I said, that's not carpet burn. I didn't even know it was burns because I've never seen a physical burn like that. So when I went to the house, I took my daughter's pacifier out of her mouth, her whole like face part right here was like messed up. Like it looked like it was going to peel off. And I'm like, what happened to my daughter? I went mad crazy on everybody in the house. I had asked one of my friends to come get me because I was to the point where I really just wanted to like kill somebody.
And so CPS said that the reason why this judge said to give you your daughter back, this is a judge. This is a judge who participates in this, watches CPS steal kids all the time. This judge said, no, this is a single mom doing the right thing. CPS said, well, you're just saying this because you know her. Is that what happened? They're accusing you and the judge of having some sort of a personal relationship. Is that true?
They said it was a conflict of interest, but I don't know that judge. I only know him from when I was in foster care.
So you know him from when you were in foster care, but you don't know him personally. He doesn't know you. The judge specifically said that's untrue. We don't know each other. We've looked into this here at the Stu Peters Show. The judge denies that there was any kind of a personal relationship there whatsoever. And so they were desperate to have your daughter. So they took this to another judge and took your daughter anyway. Not only that, but then you had another child and CPS came right after your second child. Why?
They came after my second child when he was in the hospital and I was in a domestic violence relationship. And it was hard for me to get out of it because when you're in a domestic violence relationship, you can't just leave. Like it's a type of control where you can't get, I couldn't work. I couldn't do anything. So if I was going to try to leave, I had to plan it out strategically. But the guy I was with was very, you know, controlling, and he would do things to cause like friction in the CPS issue because he knew that I had CPS and he knew they would come to the house. So he would be like high when they would come to the house and they would blame me. They would say, hey, you're with this guy that's doing this and you're with this guy that's doing that. Instead of helping me, I don't have anywhere to go. I don't have any support. Like they had to look at the bigger picture. They ruined any support I ever had because they took me away from it. So they weakened my foundation right. And then blamed me. And it's like, how is that my fault? They gave me 18 to 24 months to get myself together in order to get my firstborn child back because that was the new law as of 1996. They changed it. You used to have infinite amount of time to get yourself together. They changed it to 18 to 24 months. And what reality is an 18-year-old with no support, no family, my dad had passed away already, how am I going to get myself together in 18 to 24 months? My mom doesn't claim me. She calls me the state child.
Awful. Your mom will face judgment for that someday. That's not what you need in your life. You want to be a mom. Is that right?
Yes. I love my kids and everybody knows it. I even have messages from my daughter's dad because he wasn't helpful to me during the first 2 years of her life. And he apologized to me. And his exact words was, you are an amazing mom. And I wish there was some way that DHS could see this.
So has he made a case to DHS?
He doesn't involve with DHS. He doesn't like them. His child is not involved. None of his kids are involved. But my child with him is not involved. He does not like them because he witnessed what they did to me. We've known each other for years.
Nobody wants to deal with these people because everybody's concerned about what they're going to do in retaliation to try to come after you. They retaliated against you because you left the foster system because you fought in court and you won and they didn't like that. They didn't want you exposing what happened to you there.
You're right, because I think now I'm thinking about it. You said that they were mad that the judge let me sign myself out. And I'm like, why are you guys mad? Like, I'm grown now. They were mad. They kept offering me to help me get through college, help give me a house. I was like, I don't want your help. I will figure it out by myself.
So they wanted to turn you into a foster adult and be permanently forever reliant on them and be beholden to them.
Mm-hmm. Because they give you, they call it DHS housing, where they still monitor you. They still have to come and check on you and everything.
Don't you see? That's exactly what they want to do with every single one of us and our children. They want us to be property wards of the state so that they can have ultimate subservience from us and complete control for them. They can get you to take as many vaccines as they want. They can partner with people like Pfizer. And Pfizer will tell them that all of your people need to have this. They'll get subsidized for this. They'll get all kinds of different money payments for this. They can milk the taxpayer in the name of how they're helping these children. Was your daughter at risk of imminent great bodily harm or death if she was in your presence? Was your second child? How's your third child doing that you had to run away from your state to have your third child? How's this child doing?
My third child is doing fine. Actually, she was born in Philadelphia. They didn't take her from me because I was employed at the Philadelphia Police Department at the time she was born. And I made sure to let them know that when I was in the hospital, because they were acting very strange. They would come in there and ask me questions about domestic violence. So I knew they were looking me up. And I told them, hey, you know, I'm perfectly fine. I work for the Philadelphia Police Department. They asked me, what did I do? I told them, hey, I process criminal records. I got that job from the grace of God because I didn't apply there. I applied for the city of Philadelphia and they put me there. And I feel like it was God's way of protecting me from them because he knew if I was working there, they wouldn't bother me. And they didn't, not with her.
And she's doing great.
She's doing great. She just had a doctor's appointment and she's getting big. I just go along. Like, I don't really agree with the vaccines and stuff, I'm going to be honest, but I just don't want involvement with them. And I'm scared that if I don't, they'll try to take her. And she's the last thing that I have.
You don't let them stick that little girl with those things.
I have to. I don't want them to take her. They will take her.
No, you don't have to. You absolutely don't have to. They're not going to take her for not getting that COVID shot. They can't do that. These people can't take these kids from you.
She doesn't have a COVID shot. No, I mean the other stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The childhood vaccines that are causing autism at alarming rates and causing all kinds of different side effects. I mean, look, I'll be honest with you, 1,000%. I was never an anti-vaxxer before. I knew nothing about it. The medical system.
They used that against me with my first daughter. They used that against me because she wasn't getting vaccinated. And they kept telling me that if there's a possibility that she could die, even though she was perfectly healthy, they were telling me that is a possibility that she could die because I'm not getting her vaccinated. And I was like, that's not true because she's perfectly healthy.
No.
But they used that against me in court because the documents say upon receiving medical records to release my child to me. But her medical records was none because she didn't get any vaccines.
So are your first two kids in the foster system or have they been adopted or do you know?
My first child is adopted. Okay. They thought it was so cute. I remember this. I was in court and the child attorney, Joanne Braverman, I really do not like that lady. She sat in the court and said that it was so cute that my daughter was calling somebody else her mother. I sat there and I bawled, tears coming down my eyes, everything. They handed me a box of tissues. A box of tissues. Why did y'all handing me a box of tissues? I know that I'm crying. I don't care about these tissues. I want my kid. They watched it tear me apart and they thought it was cute. And it doesn't matter. They don't let you talk. The first judge let me talk. Nobody else let me talk. The attorney I had, Claire Leota, she was a part of it as well. She didn't let me talk. I would tell her what to say. She wouldn't say what I asked her to say. She didn't say anything. She's the reason why my rights got terminated. On the last day when my rights got terminated, they said I didn't do anything I was supposed to do. I did parenting classes 3 different times. I gained employment. I was working on trying to get housing, which they promised me, but they never got me housing. They never helped me get housing. So everything they promised to help me with, they never helped me with. And it left me as, oh, you didn't make any progress to do anything in 18 to 24 months when they were supposed to help me with, they didn't. So when I went to court, she didn't subpoena anybody to court.
She's part of the system.
The judge said she asked for a continuance like after 10 minutes into the court hearing and the judge got mad and the judge was like, I'm not going to give you a continuance because why did you wait 10 minutes to ask me for a continuance if you knew you weren't prepared? And she was like, well, I was just asking if you could just still take in the same consideration for her to be able to keep her rights. And the judge went in the chambers and came back out 5-10 minutes later and said my rights were terminated because of her. She didn't subpoena the people that I did parenting classes with. She didn't subpoena anybody any programs that I did. She didn't subpoena any of them.
They're coming after our kids, aren't they, Asia? I mean, this is a systematic plot, a system that has been built to specifically target our kids. I said it yesterday in my Telegram channel. I specifically acknowledged in the comment section that they're going to prey on single parents. They're going to prey on people that they think that are weak and in positions of vulnerability. And that's exactly what they did with you. They picked the most vulnerable person that they could find. And you know what? That's not a product of you or your mom or your dad. That is a product of them. They intentionally made you vulnerable. They stripped you of all of your resources. And then when you finally had something, God's greatest gift to us, our kids, they preyed on you to take these kids away as part of a system that would put your children in the hands of God knows who, probably with backroom deals and favors so that they could be groomed. And I'm not speaking that into their lives. That's not going to happen in Jesus' name. But I'm telling you, this is the system that they have created.
Yes, I agree.
You know, God bless you. We're going to be praying for you. And the full weight of this platform is behind you. The entire Stu Peters family is behind you. These people will not win. They will be crushed. God bless you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
You asked for it, so we delivered. The Dr. Jane Ruby Show, exclusively for premium users on redvoicemedia.com. Propaganda busting, groundbreaking interviews, and real medical truth. The Dr. Jane Ruby Show, for premium users at redvoicemedia.com.
Yesterday, I talked to you a little bit about dominanceondemand.com. I highly recommend this. Go to dominanceondemand.com right now and fill out the personal survey and see what it says about your brain and the way that you operate. It's actually really pretty interesting when you go to dominanceondemand.com. They have nootropics there. This is nootropia. This is a brain enhancement system. They specialize in these personalized supplements that if you've never heard of, don't worry about it. They've been around for a long time. They're safe. They're legal. They're used by millions of top performers around the world to enhance mental performance. They're safe. They're natural. It's non-addictive. You can choose blends that don't have caffeine if you're caffeine sensitive. And unlike other products, there's no crashes or jitters. There's no after effects. You simply just turn on your brain within 10 minutes of waking up every morning, and the effects last consistently throughout the rest of your day. Go to dominanceondemand.com right now. If you think the brain needs a tune-up and we could all use it, go to dominanceondemand.com. Prior to March of 2020, Alexa Golden was a perfectly healthy, active woman living a normal life. But a month later, it had all started to fall apart. That April, she started to get impaired vision. She developed hallucinations. Ever since then, she's suffered from severe dizziness. She went to four different doctors and got four different MRIs, but none of them could find anything wrong with her brain or the rest of her body, for that matter. And speaking of the rest of her body, Alexa is in pain all over it. She says that she feels like little needles are constantly poking into her skin, and the toes on her feet are constantly burning. On her skull, she feels a constant tingling sensation. On her back, there's a buzzing, like a physical vibration that she's able to feel. So Alexa's life started to fall apart in April of 2020. It must have been COVID, right? No, wrong. On March 15th of 2020, Alexa went and got the influenza vaccine. And that's when her life began to fall apart entirely. So naturally, Alexa contacted the producer of the vaccine that she received to ask, hey, what are the ingredients of this thing? But instead of giving an answer, she says that they told her to give a case number to her doctor and have her doctor contact them. So she did that. But the doctor wouldn't tell Alexa the ingredients either. So now here Alexa is with her entire life falling apart, and none of the medical professionals that she trusts will tell her anything except trust the science, apparently. Keep in mind, all of this was with a normal flu vaccine, by the way, which right now they're working on changing that shot into an mRNA vaccine, just like the ones that they used for COVID, you know, the bioweapon shots. You can guess how well that's going to go. And now we know that the government wants to make these mandatory for everyone. That's where we'll be by 2024 if Dr. Fauci Mengele is still a free man getting his way. Mandatory COVID shots, flu shots every 6 months, probably from birth until your likely premature death. Alexa Golden joins us now. Alexa, thank you so much for coming. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
So sorry for what you're going through. Have you received any answers from anybody yet as to what it is that was inside of that shot that has caused all of this hell in your life?
No, I haven't. I haven't got any answers at all.
Is your condition getting better or is it worsening as time goes on?
It's worsening.
So what are your symptoms now? I mean, what are you dealing with physically in your life?
Apart from deep depression because of this, I still have quite a bit of the visual disturbance to the point that I can't use my own eyesight. I can't shop for myself like I used to. As a matter of fact, the day I received the shot, I was shopping, and I got the, I decided to get the flu shot the same day at my pharmacy while I was shopping. And also experiencing head pain. I was just in the hospital for that. A lot of the head pain. I'm, you know, experiencing pain throughout my body, my limbs, my feet and hands, even in the chest area. It's mostly the bone part of the body for the most part.
So prior to your shot, describe your life beforehand.
I had a very, very normal life. I, you know, love bike riding. I love water sports, things like that, going swimming, exercising, very capable of doing a lot of things. Certainly wasn't depressed, definitely healthy. So I had a pretty good life, very normal life.
So can you do any bike riding or water sports or activities now?
No, I can't. And much to do with the depression, but also because of the visual disturbance.
What about driving? Are you able to drive a vehicle with your vision like that?
No, nothing. No, not driving. No. I can barely, when I walk, believe this or not, because the visual disturbance is so incredible, quite a bit of visual disturbance, I have to use a cane to walk, which I didn't have to do that before.
So what led you to get the flu shot? Have you always just gotten the flu shot because that's what the medical industrial complex has told us to do for all of our lives, essentially?
You know, I have never received a flu shot before that date. I thought, well, the COVID, that was just the beginning of the whole COVID epidemic and all that whole thing. So I thought if I got the flu shot, I, you know, would minimize my chances of getting COVID.
Yeah. And right away, early on, that's what they were hinting at. Since then, they've obviously changed that because they want you getting stuck with as many needles filled with syringes of God knows what as often as possible. I'm sure that there'll be weekly boosters upcoming soon, and people will be rushing to take them because they believe everything that they see on the TV, which, by the way, rots the brain. You physically, actually. What we did notice, and we don't know what's in these flu shots. We have no idea. You can't find out. You have a legitimate bona fide vaccine injury. You've gone to the manufacturer of the vaccine. They won't tell you. Your doctor won't tell you. It's a big, huge friggin' secret. Nobody wants to tell us what's inside of these syringes that they're demanding that we put in our bodies under coercion or being compelled, the threat of losing our jobs and everything else. But what we do know is that something happened with these flu shots between the years 2019 and 2020. Historically, if you look back, the injuries are, you know, relatively consistent with the flu shot, influenza vaccine on this table that we're looking at. But in 2020, they jumped. And I don't mean a little bit. I mean almost four times as many people were injured by the influenza shot that they call a vaccine than were in 2019. And now that trend continues. There's an upward trend from historical years in the injuries associated with this influenza shot. We can only speculate that something changed. I mean, obviously, something changed. What do you think this is all about?
You know, the way this vaccine, what I have, and as a matter of fact, when I looked at, the dosage that I received, it said 5 milligrams, but it also said 19/20. So it was that batch that we're talking about. This technology, it is technology that's in this flu vaccine. And the technology seemed to, I think it's there to harm a person, the receiver, vaccine receiver. Possibly, I also suspect that it's there to surveillance in a sense, because I could tell there's a lot longer story to my story, but that they could see what I'm doing. So it's very, very discerning. I know for a fact that there's definitely technology, because it takes the technology to do the cause the visual disturbance. And as I mentioned, it, with this buzzing like feeling that I have on my left side, whenever I feel that, I see the changes in the visual disturbance.
Are you a Jesus following Christian believer in fear of God?
I'm not. I mean,
Well, I'm going to pray that that happens in your life, Alexa, and this entire family here at the Stu Peter Show is going to pray that that happens, because Jesus saves and he does miracles. And so I really hope, I pray that you will consider that.
I definitely would be interested in, all the prayers I can get.
They make a huge difference.
Yes, it does.
So I'm going to pray for that, and I'm going to follow up with you, and I'm going to ask about this, and I want you to seek out the Church of Christ, and I want you to find yourself right next to Jesus, chasing after him, following after him, because he's looking for you and he's going to help you. Alexa Golden, I'm sorry for everything that you're going through. God bless you, and thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Love the hard-hitting truth delivered daily by The Stu Peter Show? Consider becoming a Red Voice Media premium member. Extended sit-down interviews, weekly in-depth reports, ad-free, premium episodes, exclusive content on redvoicemedia.com/premium. Defeat the lying globalists. Support real independent journalism. Full access to The Dr. Jane Ruby Show, Shots Fired with Deanne Lorraine, Marie Z Uncensored, and the military-focused Richard Leonard Show. All this and more exclusively on redvoicemedia.com/premium. Join today.
Did you know income tax is criminal? A blank in the Communist Manifesto. Why does the government officially say there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax? Freedom Law School knows the truth. Check it out for yourself at livefreenow.org and start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Go to livefreenow.org today or call 813-444-4800. Livefreenow.org. Today.
There's an America First uprising happening right now in the state of Pennsylvania. In the Senate, President Trump sadly gave his endorsement to Dr. Oz, who's a Turkish Muslim that pushes chemical castrations and likes hanging out with satanic spirit cooking guru Marina Abramovich. Dr. Oz says that he supports red flag laws where the government can declare you a threat and then seize your guns, without even being charged with a crime, let alone convicted. He promoted a ban on all semi-automatic weapons, which includes almost every single handgun in the country, plus millions of rifles and shotguns too. He even endorsed a New Zealand-style gun confiscation program. In 2008, Oz explicitly said, "I'm not a social conservative." He endorsed pro-gay policies and said we shouldn't regulate abortion. Back in the day, he condemned fracking. In December of 2020, he called masking a sign of love. Much like his idol Oprah, he looks and sounds exactly like a celebrity who's just saying whatever they have to in the pursuit of power. Why did Donald Trump endorse this guy? You don't need us to remind you that a lot of his endorsements over the years have been terrible. We call him out here on this program. He gave his backing to the confirmed rapist and anti-white racist Vernon Jones in Georgia. He picked Liz Cheney's old friend to succeed her in Wyoming. According to a source who spoke to this program, that endorsement was basically sold by the president's allies who planned to cash in on helping her campaign. Did that happen here with Dr. Oz? Oz could certainly afford to buy an endorsement. Or maybe this one is on President Trump himself, being too impressed with another television celebrity like himself. We can't say for sure, but what we can say is that this endorsement was a joke. Because there's a real great America First alternative in the race right now in Kathy Barnett. We know Kathy is a real pro-lifer. Her whole life is a testament to why our cause is right. Kathy was conceived in rape. But her mother chose to raise her anyways. She's had an incredible life. We're polling for Kathy next week, but she's not the only candidate who needs our support in Pennsylvania. There's 9 different people running in the Republican primary for lieutenant governor. One of those 9 is Teddy Daniels. Teddy has 15 years of experience as a cop and also served in Afghanistan, where he credits God with saving his life after he was shot up pretty bad. There was a viral video of that shooting. Teddy's been under constant fire throughout his campaign because the establishment is terrified that he might actually win. He's been swatted. Rolling Stone magazine targeted him. Who's behind all of this? They trashed him for being outside the Capitol on January 6th, but he has never given in. He has never begged for forgiveness. He's standing firm, refusing to concede an inch. Teddy Daniels joins us now. Teddy, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Stu, thanks for having me on, brother, and I really appreciate it. And I can't thank you and your viewers and your supporters enough for all the love that came my direction a couple weeks ago to last time you had me on. It's just been absolutely incredible.
So you've been swatted. We got fragments of this story about Rolling Stone being implicated in a Pennsylvania state police investigation and attached to that attack. Who's behind all of this? What's happening?
Well, you know, the liberal media, obviously. Now, there's an ongoing state police investigation onto what's going on. And from the pieces that we've been able to put together, Stu, obviously, I'm an investigator. I did that for most of my life. And what we have now is putting the pieces together with Rolling Stone magazine, okay? And I got to be careful about how I say it, Stu, because you know how these people are. Possible collusion with other candidates in my race. Possible collusion with the Pennsylvania GOP. And they even used a Democrat operative to be part of this whole hit job. And the thing that gets me is it was dismissed. It was thrown out. Everything was done. But they're still running with the narrative because they got their headline. They don't care about truth, Stu. They don't care. And I'll tell you what's happening right now in the governor's race. The GOP is so scared.
Well, hold on a minute. Hold on. Just hold on a second. First of all, if there's nine candidates running for lieutenant governor, why did they pick you? And who's behind this liberal media attack? You mentioned Rolling Stone. You say that it's been dismissed. I mean, clarify all of this for me. What exactly happened? I want to know who's attacking you.
Well, Rolling Stone attacked me. They were involved with the swatting on my home. I can't say on the air to the extent, but they were involved. They were involved in the setup, the coordination, the conspiracy of the entire process. And I know firsthand that they are working hand in hand with the establishment GOP. Stu, I'm the America First guy. I'm the front runner. They're going to do everything they can to try to take me down, even if it includes lying and doing what they're doing to me and my family.
So who in the establishment GOP is colluding with Rolling Stone and Democrat liberal media and operatives to keep you from being elected? Do you know?
I do know that there are other candidates involved in my race who are being backed by big money, swampy establishment PACs. That's why. And that's who.
So the establishment GOP is so desperate to keep America First off the ballot and out of the race and out of contention that they are willing to set you up to be swatted and potentially criminally charged or killed by the police all over phony nonsense.
Not by themselves. Again, there was some conspiracy going on with a writer at Rolling Stone, and they all work hand in hand, Stu. They don't care how they get their ultimate, their hand-picked, swampy puppet into office. They will destroy lives to do what they have to do.
Candidates in the establishment GOP, these people are part of this uniparty system that we're talking about. And the liberal media, this is proof right here, the liberal media and Democrat operatives and the establishment GOP are all the same. They're all different heads. They're different heads of the same snake. So this whole Republican and Democrat nonsense, as we have explicitly repeatedly said on this program, is a huge pro wrestling match, fake drama, soap opera, setup, facade. It's all propaganda. It's all lies. It's all theater. It's all fake. All of it is fake, which is exactly what we have going on here with this Dr. Oz buddying up with spirit cooker Marina Abramovich. I mean, that is satanic. This guy is shilling for sex changes and transgenderism.
And Stu, I'll tell you, I know Kathy Barnett personally. She is the right one for the job. 100%, without a doubt.
Yeah, I agree with that. But this is how far they will go. This is how far they will go. America First people are being pulled off ballots everywhere. They wouldn't let Candace Taylor in Georgia debate on the same stage with CCP-tied establishment fossil Brian Kemp, who sold out Georgia, David Perdue, who wouldn't even debate in the runoff against an opponent, which is directly the result was we now have satanic fake Reverend Raphael Warnock and Twinkie boy John Ossoff. This is the reason why we don't have control in the Senate right now. This is the reason why we lost Georgia. This is the reason why America is where it is right now, is because of these people. And guess what? Then Trump comes through and endorses this David Perdue, who, by the way, doesn't even look like he wants the job at all. Meanwhile, not campaigning, staying locked in his basement. And you have Candace Taylor out knocking doors, thousands of them every single day. She's a representative of the people, just like you are. You're a Purple Heart recipient. You got the hell shot out of you in Afghanistan, fighting for your right to run for elected office. You see that some stuff is going on in this country, a lot of it. You want to be a part of rectifying that and bringing this country back, specifically in your state of Pennsylvania as lieutenant governor, and they are willing to shoot and kill you to keep you from being on the ballot. That's not an overstatement. That's not hyperbolic. They are actually willing to have you shot and killed to ensure that an establishment fossil GOP phony gets elected.
A hack.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Stu, the only way they're going to beat me is to kill me. I promise you that right now. I don't quit. I don't back down. I don't give up, and I refuse to kiss the ring. That's the only way anybody will ever beat me, is to kill me. And let me tell you, a lot of people in my life have tried, and I'm still here.
So we have heard of candidates having their kids taken from them.
Mm-hmm.
This is you also. They're coming after your family. They know that men, real men like you, will stand by their kids. They know that they'll do that with me. They swatted me a couple of times.
I know they did, brother. I know they did. God bless you, man.
But they're coming after your kids. They're trying to break up your family. They're trying to have you killed. I mean, I really want our audience to understand how elevated this all really is, how under attack America First is, and who the actual perpetuators, the perpetrators are here in all of this, perpetuating this attack. Listen, this isn't Democrats. No. We know who those people are. We know who these liberal, radical, leftist, nonsense, satanic demons are. We know that they're communists. We know that. This is the establishment GOP. These are people with an R next to their name. These are people who get endorsements from people that we are told to respect that are fighting for us. But in fact, all they're fighting to do is enrich themselves, hold on to whatever power they have, and seek more of it. I mean, I want you to tell our audience how serious this really is, what they did to you.
It is that serious. I had armed police officers come to my house several times over fake phone calls. Fake phone calls. And there's a lot more I can get into, Stu, but there's going to be a lot of civil action going on after this. And it's looking like there's going to be a lot of criminal charges thrown around, too. They're not going to beat me. You come at me, I will come back at you twice as hard. And like I said, I've had people literally try to kill me in life, and I'm still here. They poked the wrong bear, Stu.
And they're doing it again. They're trying to kill you again. And look, I know more details about what you have going on. I'm not going to say it.
Yes, you do.
If there's an active police investigation going on here, and if you're withholding stuff for that reason or for any other reasons, I'm going to respect that. But I'm telling you, as an audience, Teddy, first of all, thank you for being here. We really appreciate it.
And thank you for having
us. We're pulling behind you. We're pulling behind Kathy, these America First representatives. You are an America First patriot. I mean, your actions show that. You have good fruit. This isn't lip service. And I'm telling you, for the people out here, I said the other day, they are going to make an example out of Donald Trump, period. It's my opinion that no matter what you think about his stance on these vaccines, no matter what you think about him being slow walked and having bad personnel decisions. Look, I agree with all of that. But the fact is, the 2016 agenda scared the hell out of the establishment GOP, who then slow walked him. And they will do whatever they can to make an example out of him and his family, examples out of Kathy Barnett, examples out of Teddy Daniels, examples out of Candace Taylor and Lieutenant Governor Janice McGeehan, and other real, true, dyed-in-the-wool, America first, Jesus-following Christian patriots in this country to ensure that nobody like Teddy Daniels ever aspires to run for elected office ever again. That's what the plan is here. America First is under attack, and it's not coming from the usual suspects. There is a uniparty beast system happening with politics here in the United States of America, and the establishment GOP is behind it, period. More of the Stu Peter Show continues in 60 seconds. This is disgusting. This is why America First is under attack, because America is under attack. The nuclear family structure is under attack. Our kids are under attack by CPS and satanic teachers and librarians and social workers who want to flip them into a different sex and groom them and steal them and traffic them and rape them and molest them and kill them. Our border is under attack. Undocumented terrorists from God knows where are bringing weapons caches into this country. You think there's not dirty bombs in this country right now? It's happening. Fentanyl and opioids to get your kids hooked on these drugs. And guess what? The establishment fossils in the GOP are okay with it. They're okay with America First being under attack. It has to be if they're going to continue their reign in America. Total lawlessness has to take place. The absence of the rule of law is required for the presence of totalitarianism, and the establishment fossils in the GOP are looking for exactly that. We're fighting to secure our borders. We're fighting to uphold the nuclear family structure. We're fighting to put Jesus and God first in our country. We're fighting to hold on to our Second Amendment. We're fighting to protect our kids. We're fighting against hyperinflation and supply chain shortages. We're fighting against tax hikes, which are coming because they're Biden's only way out of this $28 trillion federal debt. So they're coming after your money. We're fighting to hold on to what we have worked for. Protect everything that you have worked for with physical gold and silver right now. I'm telling you, if you have 50 grand or more in your IRA or in your 401k or in your savings that you've been working for your financial future, that money is at risk and you need to protect it right now. Call 855-647-1372 to get a free gold IRA kit. 855-647-1372. These are my good friends over at Gold Co. They're going to give you up to $15,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account. If I didn't think we were going to win, I wouldn't be here fighting every single day, because we are going to win. God wins. God won. So you have to prepare for the future that we're going to have here, because God promises that we're going to have one. And while we are here, he commands us to pick up the sword and fight. And so that's what we're going to do. Anyway, back to Gold Co. They've helped thousands of Americans to protect their retirement against inflation and tax hikes and government theft already, so don't wait. I'm telling you, prepare with these people. Prepare with Gold Co. Physical gold and silver. Up to $15,000 in free silver with a qualified account. Don't wait anymore. Call 855-647-1372 for Gold Co. We've talked an awful lot on this program about supply chain disruptions and food shortages and your need to prep for what might be coming. There's always a catastrophe looming around the corner. Recently, we've been talking a whole lot about CPS and protecting your children. So it's ironic that all of a sudden there's this panic about a baby formula shortage. Patrick Holley is a senior reporter at National File. He's here with more of this. Seems kind of like suspicious timing given who this is all linked to.
Right, Stu, because, you know, like many of these supply chain shortages, this one is also manipulated. It's the Joe Biden FDA that is preventing this Abbott Laboratories plant in Sturgis, Michigan from reopening. It's a massive plant that makes a lot of baby formula. It shut down approximately 3 months ago. There was a bacterial infection. Abbott denies responsibility. And so there's a lot of people who want this plant to reopen. So it's the FDA regulatory action that's keeping this plant closed. Now, Bill Gates, his fund Breakthrough Energy energy ventures. And Jeff Bezos is on the board. Mark Zuckerberg is on the board. Richard Branson is on the board. They've put $3.5 million into a company called BioMilk, with a Q at the end, in North Carolina to make artificial breast milk. So a technocratic, non-human, perhaps cursed, demonic kind of milk that they hope to have on the market within the next couple of years. So in addition to Bill Gates's, you know, mosquito army and his attempt to block the sun, basically he's just like the peanut allergy table in the high school cafeteria as a worldwide supervillain now.
And he has the cure for the peanut allergy. Isn't that weird? Isn't it ironic that this guy is the man that was behind the panic, you know, escalating COVID-19, this man-made virus that kills virtually nobody, but then all of a sudden invested heavily into a vaccine that was going to kill this virus and everybody was going to be perfectly healthy. That's really weird timing, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know,
how does this guy get so lucky? How does he keep ending up in these positions? It's just so fortunate for him.
Well, you have to look at China too. When you talk about the supply chain disruption, not only on this issue, because baby formula is, you know, you're not supposed to get it from China, even though there is black market Chinese baby formula, but you have to look at Maersk. They're the biggest company, port terminal operator at the Port of Los Angeles. The union at the Port of Los Angeles said that the reason that the workers aren't able to go and work 24-hour shifts, getting all the supplies off of it, is because Maersk is not calling them to do the work. And Maersk has literally offices in Beijing and all over China, massive deals in communist China. So yeah, China's going to use their economic leverage to start starving us, because America doesn't have any clout anymore, because Sleepy Joe, that incoherent moron who just rambles, that's the representative of America now. And they've got all kinds of blackmail on him from the Hunter Biden dealings.
You have talked about a nationwide CPS protest. And I think given recent conversation on this platform, the Stu Peter Show listening family would be really interested in hearing about this.
Yes. So on July 16th, all over the country, there is going to be a nationwide anti-CPS protests. We are, in the meantime, putting out information showing the mass drugging of foster children. The fact that in California, for instance, foster kids, no Amber Alert goes out when they go missing. They're all runaways, right? Well, we know that they're not actually runaways in many cases. They're part of sex trafficking rings. So as we investigate this, you know, July 16th is going to be the biggest, most historic protest yet against CPS snatching these kids. And they do. Arizona CPS workers were caught wearing professional kidnapper shirts and then putting them into human trafficking, the foster care system. And that's what's being overseen by specifically Nancy Pelosi and her friends, including Joe Kochet, a guy who was nude in front of his daughters and accused of being abusive. That's the guy who's picking Joe Biden's judges. Okay, so all of these crooks, all these traitors are going to be exposed. And the CPS system, you know, this it takes a village mentality of Hillary Clinton, where they want collectivist child rearing, you know, all over the country. Parents and activists on July 16th are going to stand up to it.
Yeah. Well, we're standing up against Satan is exactly what's happening here. This has the CPS is just a title that goes along with the message sent directly from hell, which is attack, defile, and kill and mutilate children. Patrick Howley, senior reporter, National File. You can find more from him at nationalfile.com. We appreciate you being here. Thank you.
Thank you, Stu.
Uncle Sam says you're a terrorist if you know vaccines are dangerous. But the real Osama bin Boosted are getting sick, and Fauci can't hide it. One man has had enough of the madness. There's a sheriff coming after the shot shills.
I'm going after them individually. Every single one of them, individually. I'm coming after you. Every one of them I am.
Christopher Key has founded Vaccine Police, and he will arrest tyranny.
Then they can be hung up. And they can be executed. So this stops. It stops here, guys. Let's go in.
Vaccine mandates for kids? No. Mask mandates for little Mikey? Heck no. School boards have been put on notice.
No man is evil, and I know man is all about money and power.
It's open season on treason. Vaccine police are on patrol. Old Bill Clutchill, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when vaccine police come for you? Support the resistance. Go to vaccinepolice.com. Forget the woo flu. Back the blue. Vaccinepolice.com.
Go over to StuPeters.com, browse around, see all of the different segments, make sure that you share them with friends. Listen, we broke records, smashed records on Rumble in April, over 20 million views in that month alone, and the trajectory is on its way up. Because of you, this platform is becoming a powerhouse, a political influencer, a change maker, and literally a lifesaver. It's because we're a family. That is so important to me. So we're adding more value over there. If you find the Stu Peters Network on Rumble or go to StuPeters.com, you'll catch the Daily Mojo every single morning. That's the morning show with Ron Phillips and Brad Staggs. Of course, we have Maria Z Uncensored. Great journalism from Maria Z, broadcasting live from Down Under in Australia, where they're witnessing complete total loss of any liberty or freedom at all. We have the military-focused Richard Leonard Show, of course, Shots Fired with Deanna Lorraine, and the very, very educational Dr. Jane Ruby Show. All of it can be found for premium members, plus my extended interviews every single Saturday and ad-free experience all the time. Go to StuPeters.com, sign up to be a premium member. Today's show and every Stu Peters show brought to you by Cortez Wealth Management. Carlos Cortez on his way back from Spain. I cannot wait to have him here tomorrow to hear all about that trip, but he still is the Jesus-following, God-fearing, independent family man fiduciary that wants to help you. Don't get trapped up doing business with these communists. All right, these are the people who are beholden to Wall Street, which is manipulated by the Biden regime, which sold out to the CCP. No family is more owned and manipulated and controlled by the CCP than the Biden family. They are a corrupt criminal enterprise. And so by virtue, your financial advisor could be a communist. Don't get stuck there. Go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com right now. Again, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com, and book your appointment with Carlos Cortez. Until tomorrow, when it will be Friday. Here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. I mean, to be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that cease to it. Keep me in my prayers, in your prayers. I'm praying for you. We're all praying. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come to the car, and when they do,